Words of life, words of hope, give us. salvation, that we can enjoy, O Lord, whatever you bring this evening for us, O Lord. We want to remember those who are not here, O Lord, for whatever reason. Maybe because of work, whatever, O Lord, you undertake. We want to ask inspiration for brother who is going to stand here before you, in front of us, O Lord, that you can use him, O Lord, for your glory.
Amen.
We commend ourselves into your hands, O Lord. Help us to be in spirit, O Lord. Clean us from everything, O Lord.
Hallelujah.
We ask you that your blood will cover us this evening. That we will be with open heart, like Psalm says, with fully open heart, Lord, that we can accept you, O Lord. O Lord, we ask these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Even whatever petition, O Lord, we are just lifting our hands up, O Lord.
Yes.
You understand. Come and touch us according to your word.
Amen.
We ask you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Let's sing maybe a few songs of rejoicing. Let's be cast your burdens. If you have burdens today, cast them on Jesus.
Amen.
Let's rejoice. I had such a burden, it was a few days ago. I think it's maybe connected just because of my father. When you talk to somebody, you can see, like Brother Andrew says many times, when you fellowship with someone, what spirit is there? I was talking to my father and he says, I'm not feeling well, maybe that left some impact. And I didn't feel, I started to just sing some song, I was in the bus, and I couldn't bear, I remember what David says once, that I couldn't just, I had to do something. And I don't know, somehow that left me. Somehow that left me, amen. It's some power in singing, by my sister. Let's sing. Cast your burden upon Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Cast your burden unto Jesus. For it is for you. Cast your burden unto Jesus. For it is for you. Higher, 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 lift Jesus higher. Higher, 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 higher.
Of housing, blah, 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 with a load of work. I said, yeah, buy the tickets, you know. talked for a long time on the phone, and then he said, why don't you come for a cup of tea next week, you know? Are you free? I said, yeah, on Tuesday I can come. So I went to the office on Tuesday. We were talking, how things going and so forth, what work are you doing? So I explained to them this, my predicament, you know? And he was like, wonderful. For at least 1 year we have been failing to start a school project in Skelos. Because we don't have somebody who's done a school before. And this project was also delaying, starting, and then now we got the go-ahead last week to start the project.
Amen.
But we don't have somebody to do it. Momo, would you be interested in doing this project?
Amen.
So I was like, oh my God, this is wonderful. Amen. I said, yes, when can you start? So on Tuesday, I'm back at my old workplace again, working there 2 days a week. And by God's providence, at my regular job, I'm working there 3 days a week. So I want to thank the Lord for having me.
Maybe we can start that one. We are standing in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. We are standing on Holy Ground, and I know that there are angels all around. Let us pray. To him, use him as a vessel, knowing our hearts, knowing our desires, our spiritual needs, that the Lord will touch each and every one this evening. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, how we say thank you, Lord Jesus, for yet another time, another privilege that Lord we have to come to your presence, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you, the Lord, we have this grace. Tonight, Lord, we have given you our praises, all from our hearts, Lord Jesus. We worship you, Lord, deep in our hearts. Now, Father, we want to hear from you, Lord Jesus, as a night of God, as your servants can see, Lord Jesus, we pray that, Lord, we will just be a best friend, Lord. You are going to use the Lord all to speak through your life.
Knowing our hearts, Lord Jesus,
to pray out loud all our spiritual needs, Lord Jesus. We
Because thou hast done this thing, and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee.
Amen.
And in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sun which is upon the seashore.
Amen.
And thy seed shall possess the gates of the enemies.
Amen.
Amen.
Imagine we turn the second scripture reading, Joshua chapter 1. Read from verse 7 to 9. Amen. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law, which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest.
Amen.
This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. That thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of good courage.
Amen.
Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed.
Amen.
For the Lord thy God is with thee,
yes,
with us forever. Thou
goest.
And thou hast. Oh dear Heavenly Father, Lord God, Father, how we thank you for your word, Lord God.
Amen.
Father, Lord, for every circumstance, for every situation, Lord, when we turn to your word, Lord God, Lord, we always find words, Lord, that will comfort us, Lord,
Amen.
Father.
Amen.
We always find a word, Heavenly Father, that is always in due season, oh Heavenly Father,
yes,
Lord God.
Yes.
Father, we believe that tonight, the Lord, is not us, Lord God, Lord, but it's your word that you have for your children, Lord God.
Yes.
We believe,
Amen,
this is the time, oh Lord God, that you've ordained for this word, O Lord, we brought forth, O God, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, I commit myself, Lord, into your hands, O Lord. You lay in the sight of our Lord God.
Yes.
And Father, you minister to us, O Lord, this evening, O God. Grant us, O Lord, your grace, O Lord. Speak to us, O Lord. Sanctify the ears of your children, O Lord God, Lord.
Amen.
And Lord, we may hear, Lord, from more than a word, O Lord, tonight,
Amen,
O God, Lord. Grant us, O Father, your grace, O Lord. And bless us now, O Lord God, that your name be glorified. For we ask all this. In Jesus' holy name we pray.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Lord, laid on my heart, we want to look at a topic tonight. Amen. Lord, laid on my heart, I was seeking his face and laid it on my heart to bring for us tonight. Amen.
Amen.
And the topic is youth. Let's possess the gates.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 That's the call to us to have this evening.
Mm.
So we young people should possess the gates of the enemy. Amen.
Amen.
Now this portion of scripture that we read in the book of Genesis was directed to the seed of Abraham. Amen.
Amen.
Was directed to a group of people. Amen. Now, we know Abraham, he has gone through many trials, amen.
Mm.
He's gone through many tests and many trials. And then he came to the greatest trial, perhaps, of his walk, which was the one that the Lord asked him to go and sacrifice his own son.
Mm.
But we can see that Abraham was obedient to the word that was given to him.
Mm.
Abraham was obedient to what the Lord said, no matter how strong it was. No matter how hard it was, yet Abraham listened to what the Lord spoke to him.
Amen.
And we as the children of Abraham are also called and we'll be going through testing. We will be tried as the children of God. We will be tried as the seed of Abraham. In this walk that we are walking in. Amen. But there's a promise that is given on us that we will possess the gate of the enemy.
Amen.
And I don't know you tonight, perhaps you are going through a trial. Perhaps tonight you have gotten to a place where you've been tested just like Abraham. You've been called to maybe sacrifice or to do something that is so dear to you. But it's for a purpose.
Right.
For a purpose, because there is a promise after it. Amen.
Right.
And the prophet said in the message, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemy. 1962 in Phoenix. He said, when you are called out, first you go through a trial to see if you're going to really go on. And this is the very place where many times we young people fall. This is the place where many times we give up. This is the place where immediately we throw the white flag in the rain. And we give up and we surrender to the enemy and we say that we cannot go on.
Amen.
But this trial is for a purpose. Amen.
Amen.
This trial is made for you to build you up. Amen.
Amen.
This trial is given for you because there is a promise that the Lord has in store for you.
Amen.
And the prophet said, you will go through a trial. Amen. It said, and then God gives you the Holy Ghost, which is the sign that has accepted your faith that you profess to have in Him. So before the Lord accepts your faith, before the Lord gives you the Holy Ghost, you are going to be tried. Once you go through the waters of baptism, your walk is not going to be an easy walk. But your walk is going to be a walk of trial. Because you are the seed of Abraham. And as the seed of Abraham, you'll be tested. You'll be tried.
Amen.
But it's all for a purpose. Amen.
Amen.
But now we want to see who is the seed of Abraham. promise has been given to. And the prophet gave us an answer in the same message. And he said, we must realize that we, the believers, are the seed of Abraham. For the Bible said that we, when we are dead in Christ, we are Abraham's seed. And heirs with him according to the promise. And we receive Abraham's seed when we receive the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
So for us to be classified or for us to be called as Abraham's seed, we must have received the Holy Ghost. We receive a faith with this Holy Ghost that was the faith that was delivered to the father Abraham. For when we die in Christ, we take on that promise. Amen. So any promise that was given to Abraham, it is the same given to you today. If you have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
But you may say to me tonight that I have not received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. So does this mean that this word is not to me tonight? I tell you, my brother, my sister, if you are predestinated, a seed of God, the Holy Ghost was placed in you before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
But the problem is that you're feeding them with the wrong tank.
Amen.
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 That is why the problem is coming from. You're feeding them with the wrong tent. The devil have had you bound. The devil have told you that you can't go anywhere. But I'm telling you, friends, tonight, that the same Holy Ghost that's been placed in you from the foundation of the world is the same Holy Ghost that tonight is going to rise for you to possess the gates of the enemy.
Right.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
He gave it to you for a purpose. Amen.
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 But now we want to see, what is this gate as well? Now we've seen who was the seed of Abraham, but what is this gate that we have to possess? Now in the Old Testament, in the olden days, the city gate to the Jew represented a gate of a place of authority. It represented a place of judgment, a place where they had the major transactions. Amen? It was a place where decisions were made, important decisions were made. And we can see, if we go to Deuteronomy 21, verse 8 into 20, we can have an example of what they will do actually in the gate. Amen? And from verse 8, and it said, if a man have a stubborn and a rebellious son, which will not obey the voice of his father, or the voice of his mother, and that, when they have chastened him, will not hearken unto them, then shall his father and his mother lay hold on him and bring him out unto the elders of his city and unto the gates of his place. And they shall say unto the elders of his city, this our son is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey our voice. He's a good in us and a drunkard. So we can see that when they had a problem, they'll bring his son to the gate because there's a transaction, there's some important decision that they have to make. We can have another example in Ruth chapter 4, verse 1 and 2, speaking about Boaz as the kinsman redeemer. And it says, then went Boaz up to the gate and sat him down there, and behold, the kinsman whom Boaz paid came by, unto whom he said, ho, such a one, turn aside, sit down. And he turned aside and sat down. And he took 10 men of the elders of the city and said, sit ye down here, and they sat down. Mm-hmm. Now, if we jump to verse 11, we can see again that it says, and all the people that were in the gate, and the elders said, we are witnesses. The Lord make the woman that is come into thine house, like Rachel and like Leah, which two did build the house of Israel, and do thou worthily in Ephrathah, and be famous in Bethlehem. So again, we can see that at this gate, they have transactions. At this gate, if there is a problem, that is where they will go. And they will meet up with the elders in this gate to actually make a final decision. Amen? And now here the scripture is saying to us that we are going to possess the gate of the enemy.
Amen.
So this means that the enemy also got a gate. The enemy has got a place where he sits with his demons, a place where he sits with his devils,
going
to make a judgment which is not authorized to make against the sons and daughters of God.
Amen.
That means that the enemy has got a place where he makes transactions against the children of God. That means that the enemy has got a place where he discusses different and important matters against the children of God.
Amen.
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 That's true.
We also help the enemy to strengthen his own gate. I believe that we've got enough enemies against us for us to contribute or help over the enemy to carry on his purpose against the children of God.
Amen.
And sometimes we form a gate and we speak against a brother or a sister or we show up a big end. It's another gate of the enemy.
Yeah.
It's mirror farming. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
But the scriptures say to us that we are called to possess that gate.
Yeah.
Yeah. We are called to possess that gate.
Mm-hmm.
And possession means to take control.
That's
right. Possession means to take dominion.
Yep.
In other words, you've got the power, you've got the authority to go to that gate and say to that devil, oh, that you have no authority.
Yeah.
You have the strength to go and take a hold of any transaction you're making and say to him, I am annulling this transaction.
Amen.
Amen.
You can annul any transaction
right.
of the enemy.
Amen.
That's what you've been called to do, to possess the gate of the enemy. But today there's another gate that has been opened. Amen. There's a gate open up in heaven, a gate of forgiveness, a gate for you to possess any sin that is in your life. The gate of Holy Ghost has been opened under us to shower upon us in Rising the power of the Holy Ghost to become the seed of Abraham.
Amen. Amen.
That's the gate of healing that has been opened upon us for us to possess any sickness that is in our lives.
Amen.
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 So God, in this great promise that he made to Abraham, that he who possess the gate of the enemy, and to Abraham and the seed. What did he do? To assure you that what he said he was going to confirm it. He swore by himself. Amen. He swore by his own self. Which means that he made himself obligated to his own word. Now the Lord has given many promises in the Bible. But for this promise, for this promise to possess the gate of the enemy, he said, for this I will draw by myself.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
I am not going to swear by the earth because you can doubt it. I will swear by the sea because you can doubt it. I will swear by any man, but I'm going to swear by myself.
Amen.
That you will possess the gates of the enemy.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
So the Creator himself, the Alpha and Omega, the Ayam and Ayam, the omnipresent God, he himself swore by himself that the seed of Abraham will possess the gates of the enemy.
Amen.
Amen. And for him to prove it, the Lord did not just say it and leave it there, but he said, I'm going to prove it. I am going to prove that we in the seed of Abraham will possess the gates of the enemy.
Yeah.
And to prove it, he came down himself.
Yeah.
He himself came down
yeah.
to prove that we are going to possess the gates of the enemy. And this very portion of the scripture we read in Genesis was the type of his coming. Amen. Was the type of what he was going to do. And the prophet said in the message, the fate of Abraham, San Fernando, 1955, he said, laying the wood upon his own boy's back, leading the way up the mountain, perfect portrayal of Christ. God leading Christ to Calvary like a lamb slain from the foundation of the world.
Amen.
The wounded cross on his back, the hour of going up Golgotha. What a picture God was acting out through Abraham.
Yeah.
The beginning of the faith. Acting out drew him what he was going to do to save the world.
Amen.
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 So he was acting through just what he was actually going to do. But he didn't do this only just for salvation. Amen. It wasn't only to come and sacrifice and die, because when Jesus died on the cross, the devil perhaps in heaven was seated at the gate, at his gate, with some enemies. But I'm still rejoicing. Why? Because there was a key that he was still possessing.
Mm-hmm.
He was still possessing the key of death. He was still possessing the key of hell. Mm-hmm. He was still possessing the key of the grave.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And he said, perhaps he said to the devil's death, oh, well, even if he was the Son of But I didn't know what was just about to happen.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
He didn't know what was just about to happen. And perhaps he was there rejoicing. Then he heard some noise. And he wondered, but what is going on? And perhaps he said, one of the demons, did you lock the gate? And he said, oh yes, master. I locked it with the keys of fire.
Amen.
But yet the noise was getting stronger. The noise was getting stronger. Amen. Because the mighty conqueror, the Savior himself, the loyalty of Abraham, the loyalty of David, he was coming down. He was coming down to possess what the patriots do not possess.
Amen.
He's coming down to possess the gate of hell, the gate of death, the gate of the grave. Amen. And I tell you, you're the seed of Abraham. You've got to have your charge to possess that kingdom of death, of hell, and the grave. And the way to possess this is by receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And that's what actually makes you the seed of Abraham. And that is what gives you the authority to possess the gates of the enemy.
Amen.
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 And the prophet said, on down the cross, truly went down, truly went to the gates of hell. When he went to hell, the devil said, here you are. I thought I had you when I killed Abel. I was almost sure that I had you when I killed John the Baptist. And all these other. But said, now I've got you. You, here you are. I got you. Jesus said to him, I have got you now. And perhaps the enemy may think that he had you when he made you to commit that sin. He may think that he had you when he made you to believe that you haven't got the Holy Ghost. But tonight, you've got your charity. Tonight, you're going down there. You're going to tell him, now I have got you.
Amen.
Because now, I am taking back my inheritance. Now, I am possessing the gates of the enemy.
Yeah.
Amen. The prophet said, I can see him reach over and get the devil by his neck. Oh, praise be to God.
Amen.
You can go down and take that devil by his neck. Amen.
Amen.
You can go down. Whatever gate he has planned against you, whatever transaction he has made, whatever judgment he has settled for you, whatever decision is making against you, you can go down and take him by his neck. You've got no right Mm. Oh, praise be to God. Amen. The devil, you've got no right.
Amen.
The devil has got no right.
Amen.
Amen.
I don't know what you're going through, but what I'm going through, I am telling the devil, you have got no right.
Amen.
Praise be to God.
Amen.
The devil has got no right.
True.
You have got no right to do what? To hands and foot people anymore.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
It's been hunting us young people, fooling us young people, taking us to the world to commit adultery, to commit sin, to commit fornication, to lie, to do whatsoever ten. But I'm telling you, he has got no right.
Amen.
Because you out of seat of red man.
Amen.
It's enough of him handling and fallen people. Amen. So give me them keys of death and hell.
Amen.
I'm taking over down here.
Amen.
Oh, praise be to God.
Amen.
I am taking over down here.
Yes.
Amen. We are taking over down here.
Amen.
Amen. Because we've been placed for a purpose.
Yes.
The Lord is still defeating the enemy.
Amen.
And he's defeating the enemy through you.
Amen.
He's still defeating the enemy through me.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I'm taking over down here. We've been placed down here to take over.
Amen.
We've not been placed down here to suffer.
Amen.
We've not been placed down here to be playing around with sin. You've not been placed down here to live a life without the Holy Ghost.
Mm.
You've been placed down here for a purpose.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Your purpose is to possess the gates of the enemy.
Amen.
Hallelujah, prophesy.
Mm.
Snap him over on the side and slam the door in his face and start it back. Amen.
Amen.
The seed of Abraham. Amen.
Mm.
Realize that the Lord has accepted that blood is still wet on Calvary. Amen.
Yeah.
And he has been a blood for a long time.
Mm.
But tonight, we are possessing the game. Tonight you can hold him as his neck and say to him that my Savior died. He died on the cross for me. And he went up to heaven for a purpose. He went up to heaven to give me the Holy Ghost. To give me the Holy Ghost that is going to give me the power to overcome every devil, to overcome every sin in my life. Whatever your problem is, you can possess that kid.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
If it is healing, you possess it. Amen.
Amen.
If it's a document, it's in the Holy Ghost, whatever it is, it's for us to you. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord has given it to you. Amen.
Amen.
But it was something that we must do to possess the kid of the enemy.
Amen.
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 It's something that the seed of Abraham must do to possess the kid of the enemy.
Amen.
And Jesus himself had to do it.
Mm.
And that is to fight, amen.
Amen.
You have to fight, amen.
Mm.
Indeed, he's going to give you the land, but he's giving you the land.
Mm.
And you have to fight for it. And you can see from the children of Israel, they got to the land, but they had to fight, amen.
Amen.
But even before you start a fight, there's something else that you have to do.
Mm.
Amen.
Yeah.
And Jesus also did the same. Why? Because he was the seed of Abraham.
Mm.
Amen. We are the seed of Abraham.
Mm.
And we must go through the same thing. Amen.
Yes.
We saw the trials. We must go through it because we are the seed of Abraham.
Mm.
But we saw that we can possess the gates of the enemy. Yes, that is true. But there is something that we got to do before we get to the step. Amen.
Amen.
And we can go back to the book of Joshua. Amen. Chapter 1. From verse 7 to 9. Amen. And it said, only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law.
Amen.
Which Moses, my servant, commanded thee.
Amen.
And he said, turn not from me to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest.
Mm-hmm.
So for you to prosper, for you to go ahead and possess the gates of the enemy,
Amen.
You must keep the word.
Yes, sir. That's right.
You must keep the word.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus kept the word.
Amen.
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 Jesus kept the word. Amen. He said, I do nothing until the Father tells me. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And we can do not until he tells us. And the way he speaks to us is through the word. Amen. And we must keep the word. We must not turn from it to the left hand side. We must not turn from it to the right hand side. But we must just keep it the way it's at. Amen. Amen. Not a rod, not to take away, but just to keep it. Amen. And in verse 8 it said, this book of the law shall not depart from thy mouth.
Amen.
And sometimes we let this book depart from our mouth.
Yeah.
As we young people. And we speak something else, which is not the word.
Amen.
Because this letter is supposed to speak only the word.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Right.
That's what this mouth is beginning for. It might not depart from thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night.
Amen.
That's where again we fail. To meditate therein day and night.
Amen.
So we can go a full way without opening the Bible. And how do you think you're going to possess the gate of the enemy? Impossible.
Amen.
We can go a month without opening the Bible. It didn't take us something really good.
Surprise,
brother.
See
it. Amen.
Amen.
But we have to meditate therein day and night.
Amen.
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 That it depart not from our mouth. Amen. And it said, and thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. He didn't say some, he said all.
Amen.
Amen.
And friends, this word is not only to you, this word is to us. I am good. We all must do all that is written therein. To fully possess the gates of the enemy.
Amen.
Even before we begin the fight. We must obey. Amen. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. And when thou shalt have, and then thou to have good success. Amen.
Amen.
And Jesus himself, he was obedient. Amen.
Amen.
He kept the word.
Amen.
He kept the word. And truly, he possessed the gates of the enemy.
Amen.
What a perfect picture. Amen.
Amen.
When he came walking on earth, there was no sickness that could stand before him. Amen.
Amen.
There was nothing that could stand before him. Not even the death for 4 days.
Amen.
Just because he kept the word.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And if we will keep the word, amen, this message has been given on us for us to spread the word.
Amen.
Amen. But the word must be manifested in us. Amen.
Amen.
We must eat the book. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Then the prophet said, in possessing all things, he said, yet Abraham had a right, had a right to the promise. And the promise was his. Yet he had to fight to possess it. Amen.
Mm.
There you are. The believer today, yet we are heir to all things. Yet we are heir to every spiritual blessing, every physical blessing, every blessing the Bible promises. Yet you have to fight every inch of
it.
Amen.
That's the way of God. His God has set it up. It's always been that way. You have to fight to possess what you know is your own. Now you know that these promises in the Bible is yours. He said you have to fight for to possess what you know is your own.
Yes.
What has already been given to you? To the part of even the Holy Ghost. It's been given to you. He said, it is yours. The book of Luke, Jesus said, I am his willing to give it the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
He said, you have to fight. He says, what you know is wrong. You have to fight to possess it. And that's what we have to do now. Amen.
Amen.
But what is the greatest way to fight? The greatest way to fight is not to take a weapon, it's not to take an AK-47.
No.
But it's to yield yourself.
Amen.
Amen. Yield yourself to the word.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Amen. And feed on the word.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
When Jesus had a do any karate kid, anything such a thing as that.
No.
But he just used the word.
Amen.
He just spoke the word. Amen.
Amen.
But if the word is not in your mouth, if you're not meditating upon it day and night, then how are you going to fight?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Then how are you going to fight? Amen. But you have to yield yourself. And through this very same word, you can break every fetter of the enemy.
Amen.
You can break every chain of the enemy.
That's right.
Amen. You must say, well, Brother Max, maybe this is not the time for this message. Because I am going through a hard time. My strength is almost gone. My friends are drawing me down. This is happening, that is happening. I tell you, this is just about the right time.
Amen.
This is just about the right time. And it's come by the grace of God. Because it's not come by me, but it's come by the Holy Ghost. Amen. And this is a time for you to arise and possess that gate of the enemy. To possess that gate of friends. To possess that gate of sin that is holding you down.
Amen.
This is the time. Amen.
Right.
It's just by the right season. You may say, but why does God work that way? He tells us, and we see it again in the message, that seize or possess the gate of the enemy. He says, when they come out of the wilderness to go into Jordan, when God spoke to the famous Joshua and told Joshua to cross over to make the people ready, it was in the month of April, a month of floods. The whole Jordan Valley was spread across. Looked like it was a poor strategy of God to bring them to that place. It may look like it's a poor strategy tonight. That this is not perhaps the very moment for me to arise to fight the enemy. Because you brought me so low. But I'm telling you, this is the time, amen. This is the hour.
Amen.
And he said the worst time in the world when the river is at the highest. Amen. And he goes on to say, usually God lets you get to the last end of the road. To the last mile of the way. Then he steps in. Amen. Then the seed of Abraham steps in. Amen. Then the Holy Ghost takes a hold of you.
Amen.
To possess that gate. If you are a seed of Abraham, believe God and hold on his promise. For healing, for salvation, for the baptism of the Holy Ghost, whatever it is, whatever the enemy is, God's let you get sometime right to the end of the road. And it looks worse than it ever did.
Amen.
It may look worse than it ever did. But this is the right time, amen.
Amen.
This might be the last mile of the way for you, and you're thinking of giving up. You're thinking of throwing your white flag in the ring. I'm telling you, friends, hold a white flag, amen. And take up the banner of Christ, amen.
Hallelujah.
And take up that Holy Ghost, amen. And take up that word and possess the gates of the enemy, whatever
amen.
That gate is.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
And he said, be strong and courageous. Amen. And the Lord knew that we had a fight. Amen. He knew that we had a fight. And he didn't leave us comfortless. Amen. But he provided for us. Amen. For us to fight. Amen. He gave us a provision. Amen. He gave us the fivefold ministry. Amen. He gave us the word. He gave us the Holy Ghost because he knows that you have to fight. Amen. And when Joshua got down there, the Lord knew that Joshua had a fight.
Right.
And so what did the Lord do? Even before Joshua got there, there was a man standing there already. That was the angel of the host of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Who was waiting for the children of Israel.
Amen.
He has already fought the battle for death.
Amen.
He has already conquered every devil. And I tell you, Jesus already conquered every devil.
Amen.
He has already fought the battle for you.
Right.
All you have to do is walk in and possess your inheritance.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
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 And in this age, long ago this age began, he sent an angel. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, just as Joshua, they met an angel. We also came and he sent an angel. even before Lord Jesus got to the darkest time. He sent an angel and he came, amen. And when that angel came, the prophet, amen, William Myron Brown, when he came, I tell you, no devil could stand before him. No sickness could stand before him. And when that day, no temptation even could stand before him. When our sister Nelly Sanders, unfortunately walking down the road, she fell. And she went to the right place.
Amen.
She went to the right place.
Yes.
But sometimes when we fall, we don't go to the right place. We rather go to the worst place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We go to our friends. What do they know? With all respect to them, but they don't have the word.
Yeah, right.
But Nelly Sanders went to the right place.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And the devil thought that he had got her. The devil thought that he was taking her back to the world again. And perhaps the devil, the man, is thinking that he's got you. He's thinking that he's taking you back to the world again. But I tell you, there's been an angel who came forth and he possessed that gate. There's been an angel who came forth who cast out that devil.
Amen.
Because the word said that these signs shall follow that believer.
Amen.
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 We are the believer.
Amen.
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 Amen. And we know how the story ended. And he possessed the key of that enemy.
Amen.
Amen. And that the Sanders was set free. Amen. And we are the same seed. Amen.
Amen.
The prophet was the seed of Abraham. Amen.
Amen.
With comfort, we are the same seed. Amen. Perhaps the seed may be lying dormant, amen. I tell you, friends, if you are a predestinated seed of God, you've got the Holy Ghost. If you're a predestinated seed of God, you are the seed of Abraham, amen.
Amen.
But your seed perhaps is lying dormant. But I have something to say to you tonight, amen. That the Holy Ghost has come here tonight with a defibrillator, amen. With the Old Testament and the New Testament defibrillator. Charged up with a message of the hour to possess the gates of the enemy.
Amen.
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 It's time for us to wake up, amen.
Amen.
It's time for us to start lying dormant, amen.
Mm.
Letting the devil push us here, push us there, amen. It's time to rise, amen.
Amen.
Because we are the seed of Abraham.
Amen.
It has blocked us for too long. But it's time for us to say that we have come, amen.
Amen.
We have come to take over.
Amen.
God, it is our possession, amen.
Amen.
And the same message he kept on to say. Do you see what Jesus said? There will be signs in the last days.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
And as it was in the days of Sodom, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man.
Amen.
Now, seed of Abraham, he said, wake up.
Amen.
Take a hold.
Amen.
Watch God keep out the word. Amen.
Amen.
Seed of Abraham, wake up.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We are called to possess the gates of the enemy.
Amen.
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 And Moses, he took a hold of us because he was the seed of Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a town. He said, I'm going to take over Egypt. Amen.
Amen.
An old man, 40 years old, he was going to take over Egypt. Amen. He was going to take over, bring the children out of Egypt. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
He said, we are going, Moses, going down to Egypt to take over. Mine, this is from the message preparation. Amen. Is that mine? Ridiculous. Why? The man said, you're crazy. They've got millions of men standing in armor.
Mm.
And the devil might be telling you tonight, you're crazy.
Mm.
There's no way that you're going to overcome me.
Mm.
The devil might be telling you, you're crazy.
Mm.
There's no way you're going to overcome this, sir.
Mm.
But if you cut to Revelation, tonight, that you are the seed of Abraham.
Yes.
You've got every right to say to God.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. Right.
But now I am walking in.
Mm.
I am going to take over.
Yes.
Amen.
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 And he said, you're crazy. They've got millions of men standing in armor. Don't make any difference. God said, I was going to take over. I believe it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say it's ridiculous, but God said so.
Amen.
No matter how ridiculous it seems, if God says so, let me go. tapped into it. Amen. I believe him.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You believe him tonight.
Yes.
He says, could you imagine that old man? Come on a donkey. Come on, donkey. We're going down to take over. And the Bible and the prophet said that he did.
Amen.
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 Because it purpose in his heart. Because he took God and his word. Amen. Because he obeyed the word of God.
Yes.
He obeyed the word that he had from the burning bush. And I tell you, every day that a man stands here to bring the word, it's a burning bush experience. It's the word coming from God. And if you won't obey it, you won't do the same.
Amen.
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 Amen. And we can see that to do this, it is not by might.
Mm-hmm.
It's not by your power. It's not how strong you are, amen. But anyone can do it, amen. He was an old man having a gray hair, but he went to possess the gate of the enemy.
Amen.
It is not about how long you are in the message, my friend, but it's about you believing. It's about you taking the faith.
Amen.
In fact, God will take the same steps, amen.
Mm.
Believe the word.
Amen.
Meditate upon it. Amen.
Amen.
Obey it. We all have to do it. Amen.
Amen.
And we can see that truth is not by might and it's not by power.
Mm-hmm.
Because David also was a little boy. Amen.
Amen.
Just a little tiny boy. Mm. But that David, when that great man Goliath stood before him, he possessed the gates of the enemy.
Amen.
Amen. It is not about your stature. It's not about how long you're in a message. You might be in it for a very short time, but yeah, you can possess the gate of the enemy.
Amen.
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 Mm-hmm.
And he possessed the gate. Amen.
Mm.
And as he went on, the enemy thought, oh, well, he's going to create another gate. And the rest he came before him. Amen. But again, he possessed the gate.
Mm-hmm.
And even if a rest he will come before you, you can possess the gate. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We have to see from Samson as well. Amen.
Amen.
Samson as well. Amen. I'm going to watch your time. Turn some time. Samson as well. Amen.
Mm.
He also possessed the gates of the enemy.
Yes.
Mm.
With just a jawbone of an ass.
Yeah.
Just a jawbone of an ass.
Yeah.
He possessed the gates of the enemy with a jawbone of an ass.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, friends, we've got more than a jawbone of an ass.
Yeah.
We've got the purchase. Jawbone of an ass.
Mm.
There's another man in the Bible. Oh, hallelujah.
Mm.
His name is Shamgar.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's in the book of Judges. He was the third judge.
Mm.
Shamgar. Just a few verses spoken about him. Amen. And the prophet says something really powerful about Shamgar.
Mm.
Amen.
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 Shamgar also possessed the gates of the enemy.
Mm.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Now, Shamgar, this was the time that. Time of the judges where the children of Israel would plant the crops and it would come time for harvest and the Philistines would come and they would take over everything. And Shamgar, the way the prophet describes it, he had a family, amen.
Mm.
He was married and he has kids. But all the time that the time would come, the harvest would come, the time for them to have, food, I mean, the time of harvest. The Philistines would come and they would take away everything. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And the message preparation, the prophet said. And the first thing you know, Shamgar was standing there talking to his wife. And she looked so pale. And I could see the tears on his cheeks.
Mm-hmm.
Poor little Tim. She starved to death. See his little children, how hungry they look. And no clothes. Philistines' big old fat potato back come right in and take it right out just as fast as he can make it. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Just as fast as he can make it. And sometimes the devil can bring us to a place where we're so poor, dried up, tears in our face, almost naked, with us the same condition of no t-shirt. Amen. And sometimes we plant our crops. When we come to the house of the Lord and the message is preached, and withdraw from the message and we get in our club, amen. Or maybe at a youth camp, the anointing comes down and we are blessed, we are anointed, and we think that we've got our weight. And right on Monday, here comes the Philistines.
Yes, sir. That's true.
On Tuesday, here comes the Philistines. And they come and take away all the anointing of Sunday. They come and take away all the anointing of the youth camps. Amen.
Amen.
College friends comes in, amen, on a Monday.
Amen.
They come to rob everything away.
Amen.
As if they never went to church.
Yes.
This was what somehow was going through. When
he
gathers his crown, they come and they take it away. Amen. And it was going through a hard time. The prophet continues to say, that's the way the devil do it. Chop it right away from you. Take everything you can get. Come right around and rob you of every bit of your experience you've got. Take everything away from you. Telling you there's no such a thing. Pointing to some old crowd bites laying on the bank. That's what he does sometimes with young people. Rob everything away. Then we come back on a Sunday, start to charge ourselves again. Another Monday, the Philistines comes in. And Shanga was going through this over and over again. Over and over again. But just like Shanga, sometimes that's what we do. And let's look at what Shanga said. Shanga said, little old Shanga stood there and thought, well, I ain't no soldier. I don't know how to fight. That's what we do sometimes.
Yes,
sir. You say, I don't know how to fight. It's stronger than me. My friends are stronger than me. I don't know how to fight the Monday morning at college. I don't know how to fight the Monday morning at work.
Amen.
I don't know nothing about it, he said. But you are the seed of Abraham. Amen. We forget who we are. Some guy had forgotten for a moment who he was. That he is the seed of Abraham. Amen.
Amen, amen.
But one day, one day, oh, praise be to God.
Amen.
One day, and I tell you, that day is tonight. Amen.
Amen.
If you've been going through the same trial, the same condition, where on Monday, the devil come, the Philistines come, and rob you of everything, tonight is that one day.
Amen.
It's that one day like Shankar's day.
Amen.
And in that same message, he said, little old Shankar, God is righteous indignation up. He looked around. He couldn't find nothing. He wasn't a warrior. But what was in his hand? He couldn't find nothing but an old God. Amen. He couldn't find nothing but just an old God. Amen. And I don't know what you can find tonight. You may have just the Bible laying next to you. You may have just the tapes laying next to you. But I'm telling you, those are not just. Those are what you've got to overcome the enemy.
Amen.
God is your weapon to fight.
Amen.
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 It is time for righteous indignation to rise up.
Amen.
Amen. It is time to say, I am tired. Amen. It is time to say, I come to say of Abraham.
Yes.
And I am called to possess the gates of the enemy.
Amen.
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 Would it be a little faith? Will it be a little courage? You take a hold of it tonight.
Amen.
You take a hold of it tonight. And I tell you, the God of heaven is going to back you up.
Yes.
Because
yes.
You're taking him out of his word.
Amen.
That's all he had, he said. But brother, the prophet is speaking now. He said, but brother, he was sick and tired of the Philistines coming.
Amen.
Taking what he had.
Amen.
And it's time for us to get sick and tired.
Yes. Yes.
Sick and tired.
Amen.
Of the devil pulling us here and there, throwing us in the wall, bringing us back to church, and doing whatsoever he wants.
Amen.
This is not a year that he stand your righteous indignation to rise up. You'll be sick and tired of this Philistines coming in. And said, oh my, aren't you tired, mother? Amen. Some of us parents might be tired of our children just roaming around with the world. It is time for you also to rise as the seed of Abraham, amen. And to possess that gate, amen. The prophet said that you can put a token upon your house, amen.
Right.
And the devil has got any right to walk in there, amen. It is time, amen. Said, aren't you tired, mother? Aren't you tired, sister? Sick and tired of the devil telling me that I can't walk, I can't do this, I can't do that. I'm just sick and tired of it. Telling you can't do this. You're not good enough for it. You're not good enough for the Holy Spirit. You're a sinful person. You're dead to die. It's time for your righteous indignation to rise.
Amen.
Listen, some girl said, I'm sick and tired of it. I'm not a warrior. The odds is against me. No matter how much odds is against you, God's for you.
Amen.
If you take his word.
Amen.
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 God is for you if you take his word.
Yes.
He said, there's one thing I know. I am circumcised. Oh, praise be to God.
Hallelujah.
There's
Amen.
One thing right now.
Amen.
We are part of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
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 There's one thing right now that we are the seed of Abraham.
Amen.
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 And he said, I am the first thing. He said, I am an Israelite. Amen.
Amen.
We are the children of God. Amen. He said, this is uncircumcised Philistines. I know that I am right. I am a child of God tonight. And I know disease comes from the devil. And I know God promised me victory. Amen. And God
Amen.
Has promised us victory.
Amen.
Because we are the seed of Abraham. Amen.
Amen.
The sacrifice of tithes with the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We can claim us an
amen.
That is our God-given right, amen.
Amen.
We have to get a pleasure, we get sick and tired of all these things, amen. To possess the gates of the enemy. Praise be to God, amen.
Amen.
I'm glad no one was here, but we may close tonight, amen.
Amen.
We want to go to the Lord, amen, tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can overcome, amen.
Amen.
You're called to overcome.
Amen.
Possess the gates of the enemy.
Amen. Amen.
It's not about how long you're in the message.
Mm-mm.
It's not about any age. It's about you taking up your place. Amen.
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 As a son and daughter of God. Amen.
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 The prophet said, what are you afraid about?
Mm.
He said, possess the gate. We have God's promise.
Mm-hmm.
We have his word. We have his Holy Ghost, amen. The angels are account about everything. Everything is in order, amen. Is that the angels are account about us tonight? Everything is in order. Every wall can be took down. It's already took down, amen. Hallelujah. That the Son of God goes before us. His banner is a raven. And there is nothing can stand in the way of the
Amen.
Saints of God to meet the promise of God. Amen.
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 It's time. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Don't be comfortable in your condition.
Amen.
Don't be comfortable in your son.
Mm-hmm.
And say that it's okay. And say that that's my weakness.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we keep on saying. That's my weakness. That's
mm-hmm.
my weakness. I tell you, do you know why you're saying that's your weakness?
Mm.
It's because those gates of hell, they've gathered together and they're making a transaction.
Mm.
They're making a decision and they're saying, okay, you go and tell him that is his weakness.
Mm.
And that's what you're doing.
Mm.
Those gates.
Mm.
But you've been given the control of those gates.
Oh, yes.
You've been given the control to go and tell them whatever transaction you have made tonight.
Amen.
I am canceling it.
Amen.
Amen.
I am canceling any
Amen.
Transaction tonight.
Amen.
Because I am the seed of Abraham.
Amen.
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 Praise be to God. And it's that. Death can't stop it. The grave can't stop it. The devil can't stop it.
Amen.
We are more than conquerors.
Yes.
Sickness is conquered for you, friends.
Death
is conquered for you.
Amen.
Unbeliever, once you were saved, amen.
Hallelujah.
He said, habits have been conquered for you.
Amen.
Temptation has been conquered.
Yes.
You say, I got a temper. I can't get over it. It is conquered.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Whatever sin, whatever situation, whatever temptation, tonight it is conquered. He's already conquered. The great final seal of Abraham. There's no more conquering to do now. He conquered for us. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Our
Amen.
Great and Savior Jesus Christ. He conquered for us. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
This will save the case of the end. Amen.
Amen.
How many believe to be the seed of Abraham?
Amen.
Amen.
How many are ready to possess the case of
Jesus?
Amen.
Amen.
How many are ready to say that I am sick and tired of this devil?
Amen.
I'm sick and tired
Amen.
Of the situation. Amen.
Amen.
I'm sick and tired of being tossed about here and there.
Amen.
That I am come to take over.
Yes.
You have every right to take it over. Right?
Amen.
And he is going to back you up. Amen. Shall I rise
Amen.
Up for you?
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord
Amen.
Jesus.
That aren't you happy this morning,
Amen.
You say this evening, to know that we stand now more than a conqueror.
Mm-hmm.
More than a conqueror, oh, there's nothing to fight about.
Amen.
The fight is over. The whistle is blown. The flags arose. Amen.
Amen.
And the midst of every sin pile, every mist of every sick room, is the old ragged cross planted by the blood of Jesus Christ. A conqueror, all in ten we do is believe. Look and leave. Amen.
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 He said, I'll be with you. I'll prove people. Come in. People come in the last days and say, oh, well, that was. But he said, I'll be with you.
Amen.
And the very thing that I did here on earth, I'll be in you doing the very same thing.
Amen.
Then you will know. Amen.
Amen.
This year we use and comes up. Amen. Amen. To possess the case of the enemy. Amen.
Amen.
We are the sons and daughters of God. Amen. We are the seed of Abraham. Amen.
Amen.
Don't let his words just be another word. Amen.
Amen.
But let us take this word to heart. Amen. Let's hold on to this word, amen.
Amen.
Let's meditate upon it, amen.
Amen.
If you want something you will fulfill, you gotta pick it, you gotta keep on feeding on it.
Mm.
And then materialize in your life, amen.
Amen.
And we want all odds that are against you, amen. Let me just do this song, amen.
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 In business change, we thank you.
Jesus, I will overcome and take up your word, God. fight for me, Lord. I'm sincere, Lord Jesus. I'm sincere. That is all.
Father, you are opening the windows of heaven tonight to reveal to us, Lord, the much lands that are to be possessed. I pray that you put a burden upon our hearts, Lord, that, Father, we would walk in it, Lord, and that we would take thy word, Lord, Father, and use it to cut the enemy and defeat him and remove him, Lord, from the land that you have given us, Lord, and any of the gates, Lord, that belong to us, which he has taken, Lord, by deceit, Lord. May you help us tonight, Father, that, Lord, we may look up to you for revelation, that you may give us a word in season, Lord, that we can use to cut the enemy and remove him, Lord, from the gates, Lord. Father, and that we may fully possess them and keep them in our possession. But Lord, oh God, what good is it, Father, that we possess only during the time of service, that when we go out, the Philistines come and overrun us again. But I pray, oh God, that it may be that when we possess, Lord, we keep them in our possession until time and eternity is finished. Lord, we ask it for your glory. Won't you help us, Father? For we have lived under our privileges for many years, Lord. The enemy has bluffed against us, Lord, and he has taken advantage of many of your children. But Father, we are so glad for your word. That, Father, it has come to show us, Lord, that you promised, Lord, even by your own self, and that your reputation, Father, oh, is stacked on this word, that, Father, we will possess it, Lord. And we are your children tonight. So help us, Father, to rise up, Lord. Father, for the word has come. Lord, help us to take it, Lord. And that, Father, we may go out there and meet the enemy, Lord, and defeat him from our lands, defeat him from our places that you have given us, oh God. That, Father, he may have no way of moving against us anymore, Father. We ask it, Lord. Please, Father, may you restore strength unto our brother, Lord. Father, may you, Lord, strengthen him and continue to inspire him, Lord, and continue to use him, Lord, Father. That, Lord, your name may be glorified through his ministry. That, Father, oh God, many of your children may be set free through the preaching of the word. Grant it, oh God. Father, I pray, Lord, that you would help us as we go home. Each and every one of us, Lord, you know the desires that we have, Lord, the things that are deep in our hearts. Lord, I'm glad that your word can discern it, Lord, and tell the things that your children desire, Father. May you grant each and every one of them, Lord, tonight that their joys may be fulfilled. We thank you, Father, for you are such a God unto us that gives to the children the things that they desire. Father, may you make us happy once again, and encourage us, Lord, to carry this cross, Father, all the way to the end, Lord. Grant it, Father, tonight. Lead us and guide us. I ask it for your glory. In Jesus'
name. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
has already been spoken, and they know that it is life.
Yes, Lord.
The Lord Jesus, he said, we shall possess the gates of the enemy.
Amen.
Lord, even according to the prophet, Lord, your word only comes to one man at every age.
Yes.
And that is the Holy Ghost. And Father, you said, the prophet said, the evidence of the baptism of the Holy Ghost is to receive and believe the message of your heart.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you, the Lord. You have given us the standard. And tonight, Lord, you have spoken to us. Father, we pray, the Lord, we will tend to nothing but the message, the Lord, you have given to us.
Amen.
Because through it, Lord, we can possess the gates of the enemy.
Amen.
Father, we commit everyone in this church, Lord, into your hands. Wherever, Lord Jesus, we have fallen short, where, Lord, our weaknesses are, Lord, Father, we pray for the Holy Spirit to quicken, O Lord Jesus, to restore unto us, Lord Jesus, all the strength that we will need, O God.
Amen.
Father, we pray that, Lord Jesus, you protect us and guide us from the evils of this world, Lord. Especially, Lord, our children, and our youth that are growing up, Lord. Father, we pray that, Lord Jesus, your eyes will be upon them, O God. That your hand, Lord Jesus, will be reached towards them, Lord. That, Father, your presence always will be with them, O God. Father, we say, all is in your hands, Lord, tonight. Father, we want to commit our pastor also into your hands. We wasn't able to come. But Lord Jesus, we pray wherever he is, Lord.
Amen.
We know that, Lord, you are with him, Lord God.
Amen.
And we want to commit the rest of the week, Lord, into your hands, coming here on Sunday. Father, we pray that once again the Spirit, Lord Jesus, will continue to move and bring to us, Lord, more of your grace, Lord. Father, as even we came in, Lord, we are going out. Father, we pray the Lord, as you brought us in, take us safely to our final destination once again. And the Lord, as we go along, we take this word that we have heard of God upon our hearts, Lord, because we know there is life in your word, of God.
Amen.
Let the seed, O Lord, be quickened, Lord, and make life in us. Father, once again, we want to say thank you. We bless you.
Hallelujah.
All that you have done for us. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray you for thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God is your blessing, brethren.
Amen.
For coming. We will read one song for my church. Look for each.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And the Lord willing, Pastor will give me time to bring my report on Sunday. Amen. I thank all of you for your prayers.
Amen.
It really took me over and I brought me back.
Amen.
Glory to you, blessing.
Amen.